welcome to the Kimberly Cloud Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Cloud. So I wanted to talk about some things on a lovely BBS radio station. And I wanted to tell you guys that Donald Newsom rocks. He has two strong names. And I appreciate everything that he does. So I can see that it's kind of like a delay. So what I'm going to do is turn this off. Give me a second. So, okay. So I showed that just to show you that when I get a green screen, it's going to look the same. And for those who are watching me from my platform, I wanted to show you what I showed you guys from the virtual platform of BBS. So, yes. But Kimberly for president. Let's see how this dude's right there. Okay, so my name is Kimberly Cloud. This is episode 3, and I wanted to talk about some things that's very important. I wanted to give a shout out to all the Republicans out there. I wanted to give a shout out to Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Rudy Giuliani, everyone that has Donald Trump's best interests. Like, seriously, it's gotten to the wire to where so many people are disassociative with reality and what's really truly going on. And one financial advisor got 5 months in jail for taxes. Okay, did y'all hear an update? Drum roll, there is an update that is stating that pretty much Biden has been caught with classified documents in one of his homes. So I say that to say, okay, if he's been caught with classified documents, what else has he been caught with? You know, but like we always hear in the great state of Florida where he came down, he said, don't F with a Biden. So let's get on to talk about more better things, such as what's to come for the future of me becoming president. So I want to run this time to get my feet wet. And when I run, I want to make sure that as an African woman that is trying to make a change in the world because she sees what really happens. Let me select this. She sees what really happens. And what really happens is discrimination. What really is illegal stuff. And if we accept the illegal stuff going on, then we are accepting nothing. We're accepting anything. How about we accept and how about we promote goodness? I'm here to free y'all. Y'all are very, not naive, but right now, nobody sees what the Republicans see. Nobody sees it. Nobody sees the corruption or they're being paid off. Even some of the Republicans are being paid off. And that is crazy. So, I mean, think about it. Oregon. Was it Oregon or Denver? A governor let him go for instead of Denver because she don't believe. Did you believe when they sat up there and what did you do? Like, did you believe when they put their arms around somebody's neck or when they shot them to death or whatever they did? Do you believe in that? Do you believe in the families that are suffering? Do you believe in that? What do you believe in? Do you believe in magic? Like, I don't get it. What is really going on? Everything that I've been through in my life has been corrupted. Everything. Since they, and ask yourself this to the haters. If you don't like me, why is he? Unless you see that it's full, that you're trying to hinder. That makes no sense to me. If I'm such a threat since yay high, I've been quiet, haven't said a word, haven't said not a darn thing. And it's like, hold on, you guys. I want to see if it works. It may have a delay. Oh, crap. It's messing up. Oh, goodness. There we go. Okay. Okay. So, like I was saying, you know, I want to get to the bottom of why so many people in lower class, whatever the race, is suffering greatly. I want to make sure that the people of everywhere stop suffering. I want to make sure that taxes, if we can spend billions and trillions of dollars on, yeah, this is going to go slow, so I'm going to take it off. No green screen, so yeah. Hold on, you guys. I want to make sure taxes go down. I want to make sure that we are able to utilize Social Security in our best way. I want to make sure that we're able to utilize veteran benefits and there be more benefits for the veterans getting out. I want to make sure there's an option for the veterans to seek help on post in case the Veterans Administration don't help them. I want to make sure that there is an outlet. There's a special number with a whole bunch of people, women, men, whatever. Whenever you say whatever preference you want, you don't get hindered for that. And I want to create a more positive atmosphere for struggling mothers. Mothers that are struggling in the military, that doesn't seem to be getting nowhere with their chain of command. Like, isn't this the way the chain of command is supposed to work? The chain of command goes like you're supposed to talk to a corporal, sergeant, first class, first sergeant, sergeant major. That's how the chain of command goes. I want something in place that the people will be able to talk to somebody outside of their network just in case. It be study. Let's not say study as in the way they're studying me, but study. Study meaning that they're being study throughout their career. More, they need more. If you have to have a limb cut off in order for you to get a car, that makes no sense. I get it, but I suffer mentally. What about the people that have internal issues? There need to be more awareness of what we've been drinking, what we've been using while in the military, all of those factors play an important part of how a soldier is maintaining. I look back at my history of being in a service and I say to myself, is there anything that I did different? And there was absolutely nothing. Yes, I was a problem soldier. That's going to come out in in the future. But I had no guidance. Just like I don't have no guidance now. And if y'all want to keep blaming me for your own unconscious activity, stupid way, go ahead. Wasn't me. I only performed as my age set. I was 18. Nobody was writing me in the military. Nobody was coming to see me. I didn't even know how I was going to get back up to Fort Washington once I graduated. My aunt didn't even come up for 4 hours after the graduation. I didn't get recycled like some of the people that I know from the present did. I enjoyed it. I cried. I was quiet, reserved. I didn't have guidance. And that's what we need for these soldiers, is the proper guidance. The proper medications, the proper doctors, the proper, like, you can't tell a soldier not to use something that is made from earth. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. This is one of Googleplex amount of things. They should be able to utilize marijuana. Now, I don't know about all those other drugs, but they should be, if it's pain related, they should utilize marijuana. They should, except for a police officer, which is an MP. That is way more safer than utilizing a narcotic such as Lortab or Iodine. That should be, I guess it's a Schedule I, I don't know, but that's one thing. When soldiers do mess up illicit drugs, such as, let's say, cocaine or heroin, whatever they choose, I think they should be able to only ask, only if they ask. So what I mean by that is, if they're writing a letter to you saying, "Hey, look, Sarge. Hey, look, Captain. Hey, look, General. I want to stay in, and I promise you I'll do it." Take that in consideration. Take in consideration the way they get out. Is it the bare minimum? How can you recreate the soldier to be productive in life as a civilian government official? Because if you're getting a government ID outside of the government, you're still a government official. So how can we, the VA, the military, Air Force, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, National Guard, Guard, whatever secret, whatever, Army, Navy, whatever. How can we bring them together? How can we bring a unified, more stabilized hospital after they get out? How can we unify and bring more cohesive networking between depressed soldiers and real depressed soldiers, not just call Option 7, 800-827-1000. Not that, but to literally come together, figure out a plan. I can't do it myself. All I'm asking is that is what I want to get done by 2032. But as far as everything else, that's one of many things I have, is to take care of our soldiers. Because I did not have the long end of the stick. I had the shorter stick. And I'm going to help people in shelters. That's my next step. Social Security and Veterans Benefits. We need to have Social Security and veterans benefits. We need more stabilized care for Social Security and veterans benefits. How can you, President Biden, get on Trump and say we will be in a deficit with the Social Security? You're giving, it's funny because when it deals with you giving to the people a true giveaway for life or eternity for their children, you're going to do it. You're giving to Ukraine knowing that them people are dying, knowing that them people aren't going to see a check, just like me. You give it. That makes no sense. Social Security, it needs to be invested in, because so many people are going to invest in their future. You want them pimped out like your son. You rather them pimped out like your son is doing to women. So, to get more in depth with Social Security, I want to increase it at least if we have to pay three times. If we get into a place with a normalized place, they say three times the monthly rent. We ought to be making six times the monthly rent. That way, if we need the emergency move, there should be, if we need the emergency move, we'll move. Keeping us in check houses. So Social Security is more in depth, six times the monthly. That's like a very large increase, but we do it. If we can send money to Ukraine and make trillions of dollars appear out of nothing, then we can make this work for the security people. There need to be a flush of new employees that's more thoroughly checked on. We need to check on whether they're dubbing their ID cards, their microchips, whoever is close to the microchip man. We need to figure this out. A whole suite of new agents, a whole suite of new IRS agents, a whole suite in the system that hangs up on the people that stay online three whole hours. Same with VA. Same with the VA. There need to be benefits. Benefits. We should be able to get our driver's license free. We should go free. We should be able to catch MAX flights free. We should have more information on how to fly around or drive around or be housed around free. Teachers, there are no benefits for the ones that group our children up and teach them for the future. What if our next president for the future is right in Wyoming? Daggone not Liz Cheney. I'm just naming a place, Wyoming. There needs to be places geared. The children's mind need to be flushed with politics, religion, and the rest of us. These subjects need to be enlightenment to the children so that we can stop dumbing our children down, because all these students want to be a president, all of these veterans, nobody want to be a president. Come on now, something ain't right with that picture. So, you flush in education on politics and religion, the real politics. I'm not talking about the politics you slap them with you know that your mother knew, that your grandmother knew, that your great grandmother knew. I'm talking about looking and researching out there what's on the real live World Wide Web. And the fact of the matter is, there's some stuff that the Pope hasn't even told us about. If this was real life, okay, we're telling you everything you know, people, then it wouldn't be like that. It wouldn't be like that. After benefits, we need more buildings for teachers. We need more classes for real estate agents. We need a whole, remember when he first came into office? Infrastructure. This is a part of an infrastructure deal. We need more reparations for Black people. They are, California is smart because now what they're doing is reparation calling. That means that they're seeing how many Black people that's smart and awoke will come to the stage and talk about why they need reparations. It shouldn't even have to get to that. You enslaved us, whether white, Black, even some Black people enslaved us. So I don't want to hear about, oh, the white man. No, it was everyone that enslaved the majority of Black people. Let's just keep it real. Whether white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, they enslaved their own people. So getting to the point, we need reparations because we have been dumbed down. We have been slowed down. Think about it. We are susceptible to doing crack cocaine. My dad used to do crack cocaine. My dad used to do drugs. I used to do drugs because of my dad and my brother. I used to walk around. When I used to walk watching stuff. Watching drugs in their hand at 6 or 5 years old. I'm tired of seeing that. I'm tired of these men, these lower class, whatever the race, men getting away with murder. Lock them up, throw away the key. If they want to keep repetitively being illegal, lock them up. If it's too much to house them, then build more. Instead, you're building. You're giving Ukraine money instead of building prisons. There need to be prisons and FBI agencies across the middle between the beginning of the United States and the ending of the Mexico border. In between that, FBI buildings, police buildings, near jurisdictions. Like, and there need to be a secret organization. Like, seriously. That nobody knows about, above military, above the FBI. It needs to be an organization above everyone, even the CIA, that looks into things that goes on illegally, organized, and non-proficiently to hurt people. I'm tired of seeing people messed up. I'm tired. I've been seeing people hurt. Some even know why they hurt. People don't know why they hurt. They just like, okay, and you know, at least I got food in my mouth. At least I got this. But what do you really have? What do you really have? You don't have enough Social Security. You're barely making it your rent. You're barely making your utilities. You're on drugs, possibly. You're drinking. You're living in a dysfunctional world. And you don't know what's going on. Let me help you, guys. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this to help you. Guys, I want to see exactly what I see. Ask yourself, how come I keep going through stuff? I must be vital. I must be on fire. It must be a real reason why people keep trying to sabotage me. Because they see the potential. They know of the potential. And they don't care. Well, what I was going to do, you guys, I was going to show you the debate, but I'll save that for another time because it's my My computer, he's correct, is not streaming the way I would like for it to. So let me give you the highlights of the debate. Small little snippets is that Donald Trump asked him about the Mexican children that are being put in cages. And this was during the Obama administration. Now, fast forward today, Michelle Obama is talking about, she is talking about she is oppressed because she's afraid that her young adult children are going to be racially categorized as criminals. So she don't know what the back of their head look like. To other criminals. She don't know if they're going to categorize them in the wrong direction. But what she do know is that she's oppressed. She stay at Martha's Vineyard, y'all. That can feed the whole world. The food she has in her pantry, in her private homes, in her homes can feed the world. But she's oppressed. She got maids. But she's oppressed. Obama, President, our great President Obama has been keeping Mexican children in cages. Now imagine that for your child. You cross the border, you end up in a cage. Like a caged animal. Just think about that for a second. But it's not happening to you. We've been conditioned to pay for Ukraine. We have been conditioned to pay for all of these third world countries, which they aren't seeing that money. Who is seeing it? The elites. Africa, Nigeria. You build homes. You leave, they destroy the homes. I don't have to be there to see it. And so the rest of the debate, it speaks volumes. It speaks volumes because it talks about, let's see something. It talks about the fact that, the children were in cages, and the fact that Social Security is going down a drain. Social Security is going down a drain, you guys, and it's sickening. He claimed that if Trump was in office, that Social Security would go down the drain, and that's not true. And we know of the Platinum Plan. If y'all don't know, the Platinum Plan is a plan geared towards helping individuals that are African American descent make it. We are being suppressed. But if you really tap into your mind and think that Michelle Obama is being suppressed, as many pictures as she's taken with Crooked Hillary, Crooked. A lot of people, Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, all the Bidens. And the reason why I call Hillary crooked, because of what Kanye said. Kanye West stated that Hillary was making him endorse people. She was making people endorse people. And in the wrong ways, the very, very wrong ways, soliciting their votes. That's what Kanye said, right? Out his mouth. So I'm just going by what Kanye said. I don't want no smoke. I don't want to get censored from my platform for telling the people a message that I got from, somebody that claims to be Moses. Like if somebody's saying, like, you got people like Elon Musk, he's saying he's an alien in a 3,000-year-old vampire. Okay, believe him. If Kanye West is saying he Moses trying to help the people, and he's telling everybody what he did wrong, then believe him. That is crazy to me. You never know what a person is going through. You never know. I could care less how people feel. All I know is that if people of high stature are rich, and when they talk junk, they lose their money declining, then there's an issue. And if y'all want to be in La La Land, ooh, look at me. This is a magical land. Look at me, I'm dancing. Go ahead, be in your little magical world. Ignore the seriousness of the truth that's going out there. But I'm not being a part of that. I'm looking on the outside. I'm looking through the omniverse. I'm looking through the infinite verse. I'm looking at everything. If we are suffering, think about those worlds that are suffering because we're just observing. Well, we can't go there yet. They're not prime enough. They're not primitive to the point we need them. But they got some good stuff. They got some good crops and everything. They know not to observe anything that's primitive more overtly advanced than them. You try to tap into somebody's Wi-Fi that's alien, that doesn't know, what do you think is going to happen? So, I was so happy today about the NASA thing. And to speak for 15 more minutes, the Donald Trump in the debate, it went very smoothly, but there were some incoherent things. Obviously, let's be realistic. If Trump was prejudiced, then there will be a lot of us sitting up there wondering, is he prejudiced? You have never heard Donald Trump say, oh, F that N or F that W. Or F that person. Maybe he said F that person as a person. He always shout out the right people, such as Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Liz Cheney, and many more idiots. But I've never heard on camera or even off that they say, oh, President Donald Trump dumps the N-word. But yet we have people like Nancy Pelosi that says she wants to punch him in the face. We got our great president saying that he will beat Trump like a drum. We got Chuck Schumer saying they got 7 ways to one. The intelligence agency got 7 ways to one to get back at you. Right? So we got Liz Cheney, he will never work for the Oval Office again. Yes, he will, Liz Cheney. And if he doesn't this round, he'll just keep trying and get recycled. So, woo-hoo, you lose. How's your polls going? Why don't you worry about your own race? With the 20 people that was you were preaching to in a state you don't even live in. I'm running for president. And I got so much I want to talk about, but I got to keep it short and sweet. I talked about Social Security. I talked about veterans benefits. I talked about a lot of good things. Now, what is included in this package that I see in the world? I am never, before I say what is included in this package to see what's in it for the world, I am never going to be bribed by money. Never. I am working for you guys. If I was going to be bribed, I would have sold my soul a long time ago to the devil. Now, come to find out, It's funny because all these people doing the wrong things, they think Satan is going to look out for them. That's all good. You know, he's looking out for you by letting you do little weird stuff. But when it's time, you know, we all expire, just like a refrigerator, a milk carton, a box of cookies. But it's funny because it's a weird type of contract thing. And I know it's in the Bible, but Satan is still working for God in a way, because he's helping do stuff to help the race that we're in right now. And if you don't believe me, look at what's happening in the world. We got President Putin with Satan 2 missiles and Satan 1 missiles. I mean, he's throwing it out there. Is that what you want your child to be tattooed on their leg? Satan 1 and Satan 2? Let's just be realistic. Let's just be realistic. Satan is out there. This world is coming to an end if we don't help it. You may laugh at me. You may go on and off, on and off, on and off. I don't care no more. I'm speaking from the heart. I'm speaking from the heart about what's been going on in the world. And it's a lot of stuff that's been going on. And if we don't sit up there and realize that our lives are affected by this, these issues too, then there will be no more world for your children's 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 children. I can go on. There will be no more world for us. No more future. So I see you. I see you. I see you, which means, you know, I see you. Not the ICU as in intensive care unit, but I literally see you. You know, so I want you guys to know that, you know, I care about you whether you don't or you do. I'm intrigued by everything that's going on. I really, truly want to help you guys succeed and your children succeed and your children's children succeed for a better future for all of us, wholeheartedly all around. If we continue down this path, because it shouldn't even come to this point where Republicans are, it's not even the Republicans, it's the Democrats fighting with the Republicans, and the Republicans are taking up for themselves. The independents don't want to be in it. The conservatives is like, yeah, you know, like seriously, it's so much going on. And it's like, literally recording woman moment. Can you like read the chat? Oh, okay. Antichrist. Hi, Antichrist. It's funny. Like I said, you know, it's so funny. And I just feel like maybe COVID boosts me. Hi, Epstein. Oh, so Antichrist put, hi, Epstein. And if you want to talk about Epstein, we can discuss Epstein. He raped young women and he got off. He faked his death, in my own view, you know, and a lot of women are mad because they never get a chance to tell their side of the story. Now I see why I feel that way. I've never got a chance to tell my side of the story. I've never got a chance to sit up there and create a better life for myself. And that's what I'm trying to do, one step at a time. And I just need you all support and you all's help. You know, seriously, I want you all support and I want you all's help because I love you guys. Believe it or not, I know they're like, what the hell? How you love me? You don't even know me. I love you. Until you give me a chance to feel like you're taking advantage of me or like you don't want to be bothered with me, you know, I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you where you're at. But until then, I want to help. I want to do the right things. You know, Satan is out here. Y'all don't even want to hear about Satan. That's what makes it so hard. How can you ignore stuff that's going on? It's sinning going on. And if you want your children to be sinners too, then go ahead. Be a sinner. It's out of my control what I can control, what they do in my world. But you can control what your children learns in their world. Do you ignore them? Do you give them too much? Have you raised them truly right? So, you know, like I said, running for president is something that I want to do. And I want to make sure that y'all see my progress as I continue to create a better atmospheric creation for the world, the omniverse, the infinite verse, and beyond. I want to create a better atmosphere for the omniverse and the infinite verse beyond. I want to help. I want people on Mars to be like, hey, Kimberly Cloud. Oh my God, Kimberly on again? She's 3 days away. How did she get on here? Big shout out to the aliens. I want to sit up there and talk to the high birds, all the great people that helped build this whole world. You know, I'm tired of being around like people that don't understand me. You know, I want to be around somebody that actually can read me through my eyes, can tell who I truly am. Like, and read mood. And that's what I want. I want people to be able to read at my every move through emotion and not through me lying or not lying. I want them to see me for who I truly am. And that we don't have a option. And they not care about, oh, my sister going to get mad at me if I talk to her. Oh, somebody's going to get mad if I talk to them. No, I don't need nobody that's going to be like that towards me. And I can care less to stay that way towards me. What I care about is helping the omniverse and the infinite verse. And if we keep pretending like we don't know what's going on with everything that's going on, like I don't get for a second, I'm gonna end with this and talk about NATO. I don't get for a second how NATO, if it was their children dying, walking around butt naked, dying because they can't find their mother, what would you do, NATO? How would you try to limit children being, all that's going to do is feel the child to be even meaner growing up because they like, nobody had my back. Nobody had my back. Nobody had my back. What about you, NATO? This is crazy. People are dying. People, like, I'm sorry. If I got new followers, imagine your child in a cage. How mad would your child be to be around different personalities, other children that they learned for 7, 8 years how to do bad things? Like read a pen off of somebody ATM card, read a code, whatever. Get your president in on this. I'm not prejudiced. I'm not mad at y'all. But y'all need to make sure you Do you really think our president that isn't doing nothing for me isn't going to do nothing for you guys? Y'all are in a hell right now. Y'all are in a trap house right now. Get your president from Mexico to do stuff for y'all so y'all won't have to run over here. Because now you're being bused and housed to different places, splitting up from your families, going into drugs, going into the cartel, your children learning nothing but evil things. Is this what we want for our children? Then Mexican children dying in Texas. That could have been the next president. What is going on for our world? So in a recap, we got Social Security benefits. We're going to put a lot of money into Social Security to help ease the tension of the 30-year-olds turning into baby boomers soon. We're going to make sure veterans' benefits go up. If Social Security is 3 times the monthly rent, we need 6 times the monthly rent. If Ukraine can get money, so can we. If there's one baby plant somewhere and Ukraine is getting all the money and we begging for oil, something is wrong with that issue. So Social Security, 6 times the monthly income so they can have stability. Veterans benefits, 6 times the monthly income. More awareness, more benefits for the veterans out there. Who cares what discharge they got? They still serve. I don't care if they serve a minute. Once they sign that paperwork and end up passing ups at a base, if they don't fight for their discharge, that's one thing. But as long as they're trying to work, we need more people helping them, not civilian lawyers, but actual military lawyers to help overturn their discharge if their rehabilitation status is good. We need a lot of good things. And I'm there for you between now and 2032. I'm going to keep running. Now, I know this go round is all about Trump. Tag team back again. Anyway, I'm going to make sure that I try my best, Donald Trump. If you give me the leeway, I will make sure I'll try my best to put all their business out there, because they sure as hell won't put all my business out there and make me look like some drugged out, camped out, psychotic, mentally disturbed woman when it's them the one. I don't care how calm you talk. This is really me talking. I'm not being controlled like you are. So you can talk calm as you want. But I'm here to serve the people. I'm here to serve the omniverse. I want the omniverse and beyond to know about who I am and what I plan on doing for this world. As the first Black African real, not Kamala Harris real, but Kimberly Cloud real, African-American president of the United States for 2024, 2028, and 2032. That's how many times I'm going to run. So Donald Trump, I hope you win. I hope you win, Carrie Lake. I hope you win, everybody. Let's go, Brandon. It's not me saying that this time. Brandon Morales. I'm like, let's go, Brandon. They know I'm going to say that. His actual name is Six Brandon Morales. Yes. So with that being said, I'm a minute early. Y'all take care. Be safe. Thank you so much, Donald Newsom. Thank you. And I'll wait for the end.